morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself? He's evil!
Sitting right here, come on.
No, no, he's not evil, he's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Go! I love it! September 19, 2017. The year of your Lord.
It's only yours.
We've been sailing these seas a long time now, you and I. Captain Wazoo is back!
An actual, all you rotten bastards out there.
A real Phoenix pirate. This is real. That's the thing. Like, people think you're... This is a real thing.
I'm so freaking happy I can be touching myself.
Captain Wazoo is the captain of the Laughing Dragon. How do I become a mate of yours on the boat?
Rum.
That's it. I bring rum and
rum.
I'm in.
Rum.
Because right now there's but I 21.
Could be a, oh, but I could be a traitor.
Jack.
I could be
Black
a traitor.
Jack. Traitor. No, no. The thing is I don't know where you're getting this 20
we
crew.
On the Facebook.
Yeah, it's on your Facebook.
It's the ones that are following me are like only 220.
I don't follow.
But I actually have a crew. If you look up the Laughing Dragon, there's over 65 of us.
Really?
That's if you count me.
Okay, well, if I don't, how many is it
then?
It's 65.
It's 64 either. I don't understand math.
You're not afraid of mutiny on this boat? That's a lot of people.
Let them have it.
You don't care?
No.
You're kind
of really so. Does this mean I can drink more? Maybe?
Possibly the most indifferent captain of a ship I've ever met. I don't. He's like the guy from
That's
the Costa Concordia.
Follow.
He's going to get off if it starts going south.
I always get off. That's what I make sure of.
How have you been for the last couple of years? We didn't see you last year.
I know. I was in a different shore.
Yeah, where were you?
I don't remember.
So many shores.
Other part of the ocean.
Yeah, maybe they had like an IT emergency and had to get to work early.
All I know is I was stinking of the rank. If
yes,
you
that's what I like.
And I drank a lot.
Yes, exactly. Now, have you been stinking of the rank frequent enough this year?
Oh, I.
Does that mean sluts? Stinking of the rank?
I don't like to think of them that way. Let's just call them... Fine wenches or
whores.
You know, women of promiscuity.
That's what I like.
There we go.
Women of ill repute.
Much better.
Ill repute.
Yes, I like that.
Anyway.
So,
especially the ones that are even known, like notorious.
Oh, yeah, the notorious women of ill repute. I like it. So where do you find these ladies? Are they all part of your crew, or do you recruit from outside of it, Captain Wazoo?
The way I find them is to touch their butt in the middle of public.
Is that how you... That's illegal. That's not illegal. But you're a pirate.
Not for
what
a
do you
pirate.
Care, right? Yeah, pirates don't care. They got
What's
no law.
This thing about legality?
Yeah. They're all for assaulting women in public. You're a Trump supporter.
I don't believe in politics.
Okay, I don't either. But he has a similar
approach.
Simple.
They're all monkeys and... They all look the same, dangling from a rope naked.
This is a glorious political stance. You don't like politics, but I'd vote for that. Hang them all, we say.
Hang them all. And, oh, you know what? Their coin spends all the same.
That's true. That's right. Their money's green, right? Or gold, whatever you choose.
We'd need a pirate to run for something. That'd be great.
Well, have you ever considered running for anything? Just for the laugh?
Running for women.
Well, yeah. Well, that. And then just tell them that.
Running for rum.
What's your position on...
Running for gold.
On like being governor, you'd say, I'm doing this for the broads.
No. The term governor means I have to sit me arse on the middle of some sort of island or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Go, bring me this, bring me that. But then you got a bunch of pompous whatever going...
Right. Yeah, you don't want that.
How about the prime minister of Tempe Town Lake?
Oh, yeah.
Does he coin spend? That's all I'm...
Oh, that's all he cares about. Yeah.
That's, no. What? Let's face it, lads. Once you become something so important as to sit there and want a crown and everybody kissing your arse, you're really not sailing the free seas now, are you?
You're tied down.
Oh, you noticed.
It's like being married.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. It's awful, right?
I don't understand. Oh, wait a minute. That's the one where you try to get in their britches going, oh, hey, lass.
Yeah. And then you're like, I need to speak with Cardell and Cardell.
They're my only one.
This ain't working out like ye expected.
The only ring I want is on me. Cockle.
On your
that
cockle.
That way I can stay stiff longer.
I don't know what that means. A cockle. All right, are you ready to play a game here, Captain Wazoo? We got people awaiting.
Does this mean I can drink more rum?
Yes, and rum is on the board here. We got people in line.
If you win, we'll give you some liquor.
Yeah, you get liquor. We're going to buy you bottles.
I'm not going to be doing this now, am I?
What are you talking about? You're the lifeline. You're an actual pirate for
like
pirate trivia.
Does this mean I'm like the final answer?
No, you help out. Like the guy will be asking questions if he doesn't know.
Or you could
work as a
screw
team
with him and actually give him the wrong answer.
That's true.
However you want it, a pirate. You're not to be trusted.
Yeah. Do you trust the pirate?
No, you do.
How about that? We'll just change
trust
the game right there. I'll ask you questions. Do you trust the pirate?
Do you?
Do you trust the pirate?
Which you can only count on one thing, the pirate getting off.
That's right. Has he traded it out? All right, let's go to the phone, see what we got. Hi, who's on line
Chris
one?
Chris is on line one.
Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Ahoy, Chris.
There you go. Ahoy, avast ye matey. How are you today? And talk like a pirate, eh?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, he's more of a golem type.
I know. It sounds like he's choking on at something.
A cockle.
Hi there.
With a ring on it.
Not sure that's even a word, to be honest.
Not
all right, all right. Chris, what is it ye does for money?
I'm a scallywag.
You put that on your tax returns, do ye?
He's unemployed.
Why are you wagging your scally while you're on the radio?
Are you unemployed?
Yes.
Aye.
Most pirates are.
Are you unemployable?
No.
Aye. What is it you seek
what
profession?
What skills do you bring?
radio dish guy.
Oh, there you go, boy. I can see you bouncing off the plank.
Let me tell ye, during the interview, the worst thing you can start ye answer with is dar. If I've asked ye a question, a little more confidence than dar. Do you have any specific skills, Boyle?
Other than touching yourself.
Other than what you're doing now, it's just wanking with my time. You don't
my
have
hook?
A... Go ahead.
My hook hand?
Okay, gross. Don't do that.
Dude.
You got your different...
Too many snacks.
If you're too stupid to use the one with the 5 digits, you deserve what happens to you. What job were you fired from before, Boyle?
Like pissing out of a flute.
What were you fired from?
Drummer.
Drummer?
Oh, he's in a band.
One of those.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
So you're homeless.
So he can drum for Def Leppard, I can
that's
see.
It. All right, well, good luck to you. All right, do you trust your pirate?
Yes.
There are three categories we'd be asking you here on Talk Like a Pirate today. One is movie pirate trivia, real pirate trivia, and Pittsburgh pirate trivia. One from all three. I'll ask a question. You can chat it up here with your delightful... Do you want a drink, Captain Wazoo?
He's looking for a drink.
Who doesn't?
Toledo! Get this man a drink. He needs some mead.
Get my pirate some ale.
Shmee!
A Leinenkugels, or a... Perhaps even a...
Oh, I like those. Those are very refreshing.
Delicious Pittsburgh beers that are sitting in there. Yangling.
Yangling. Oh, there we go.
Get the man. Oh, he's got himself a beer coming. All right, good.
The barrio.
Can you start your day with one of these?
Oh, I think so. That
well, you're getting trouble
fun
at your
and
IT
it's a blonde. Who can't start the day with a blonde? There you go. Here
later,
you go, folks.
Later today when you're at your real job collating papers, are you going to get in trouble?
Oh, you betcha. It's funny. I work in the land of insurance now. What a double dipping.
You truly are a pirate. All right, sorry. We have fun with Cat Wazoo all the time. All right, which category you want to go with? Movies, real, or Pittsburgh?
Let's do movie.
Movie pirate. Question one. Which English ship be the fastest in the Caribbean?
I know the answer. It's Johnny Depp.
That is not it. Johnny Depp is it. Hang on.
That's always the answer.
Is it the Royale, the Black Pearl, the Interceptor, the Dauntless? Discuss between
the Pearl.
Two pirates. He thinks it's the Black Pearl. Wazoo?
What was the freaking history?
The Royal, the Black Pearl, the Interceptor, the Dauntless.
For what?
The fastest. Oh, my Lord.
The he's fastest.
Got, he's developed the Alzheimer's.
I'm going to say the Royale.
Alzheimer's. The Royale, he says. Ooh. Which one? You have to discuss and come up with one answer. Yes.
Do you think
Gervy
it is?
Bastards.
The reason why you think it's a Royale is that all Royals run fast.
Aye.
I'm going to stick with the Black Pearl.
Sticking with the Black Pearl.
All right, go for it.
You're
Johnny Depp.
Both wrong.
Look at
the
that.
The Interceptor.
The Interceptor. Brady had it.
Oh,
hey. All right, sorry, Chris. You're out. Nice try.
Still unemployed.
Who's on line two yet? Unemployed and can't get a question right.
Look at
Jared on line two.
Jared. Hope the day be well to you.
Yeah, it is, all right.
What?
It is. It's going all right, Ben.
Aye, this isn't Pirates Week.
He's got a funny accent.
He's got a weird sound.
Captain Marbles.
He sounds,
Stop swallowing it, boyo, and speak.
He sounds uneducated. Knock the cockle from your mouth, boyo.
Aye.
All right, what you got? What's your name?
Turd.
Jared the turd.
That's one stinky sailor.
That's right. What you do for money?
I am a cook.
A cook.
That's even worse.
He's a cook.
Cookie oh, turd. My God. That's some choking there.
I'm a cook.
Jared the turd to cook.
I want mine with corn.
Aye, you're going to get it with Jared cooking. What do you want? Movie, real, or Pittsburgh?
Let's go Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Question B. This be the current skipper of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Is it? A. Dusty the Baker. B. Chuck Tanner Hyde. C. Clint Hurdle to the Ladies. Or D. Superstar Charo. Charo.
I'm going to go, I think it's B.
He thinks it's B. Chuck Tanner. You agree or disagree there, Wazoo?
I'm going to go with the boy this time.
You're
going to
say Chuck Tanner's the answer. You would have been right if it were 1978.
Oh, I knew it! Blasted eye!
Sorry, it's Clint Hurdle. Not Charo, like I thought. All right, let's go to line three and see what we got here.
It's Nolan on line
three. Nolan, how your day be?
My day be good.
Talking like a pirate, I see.
Yes, sir, because I follow the rules.
That's right. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day, you got to. Now, where's your first stop today, Nolan?
My first stop today is
AVP. KVD, aye. You're going to come crash our ship, I see. You want to join Captain Wazoo's crew?
Arr, would be an honor.
Oh, then bring the rum.
Yeah, bring rum and you're in.
There you go.
That's right.
Oh, no. I forgot one other thing. You can bring tail, too.
Oh, bring a leaf.
Drum and tail.
That was the focus.
That is the focus, indeed. Suddenly, he's Irish.
Let us all focus on that.
Bofus? All right. Pittsburgh, real or movie?
Movie.
Movie pirate trivia, Shibi. When Jack Sparrow was left upon the desert island the first time, what was the item he was given? Was it a bottle of rum, a pistol with one shot, a cannonball, or a compass that points north?
I would say a pistol with one shot.
Wazoo?
Aye.
You're going with that?
Aye.
Finally, one of you get something right. Well done.
Congratulations, Nolan.
Nah, two to go. Pittsburgh or real?
Real.
Real pirate trivia. When was the golden era of piracy in the Caribbean? Were it 1750 to 1800, 1560 to 1580, 1650 to 1730, or 1590 to 1600?
Holy many freaking numbers.
The golden era of piracy. You work in insurance, get it. Get there. You're dealing with numbers all day. A, B, C, or D?
That's a really good question.
It is.
You should ask him those numbers again just to hear him rattle them.
Yeah, let's go.
One more time, be the numbers.
The numbers be 1750 to 1800, 1560 to 1580, 1650 to 1730, 1590 to 1630.
I'm going to say B.
Looking at the B.
And what's a B?
What?
What was the numbers for B?
1560 to 1580. Or were it 1650
It'd
to
be 70. Awfully difficult to be in the seas at that time, on the side of the ocean, boy. Are you sure you want to go with that one?
Not really.
That's what I'm asking you, because you have to know.
Pirates are a little non-committal.
You have to know that the sailing ships... Don't you remember when the Mayflower came over, boy?
Right.
I drink a lot in the school days, so it's all a bit
elementary.
Aye, but didn't Columbus sail the seas in 1492?
He did. Yeah. Well, that's a different form of piracy there.
Yeah, that's true. Ask the Indians about that.
That's called reform. It's all for the name of God, you know.
Puritan.
I'm really going to lean on my pirate friend on this.
All right, what do you got, Wazoo? What do you think?
I'm thinking it's the third one.
1650 to 1730. You like that answer?
Let's roll with it. I got no clue.
How about that? Two in a row for the boys.
Hey!
Now the only category remaining is Pittsburgh.
Oh, boy, you best know your footy ball.
It's baseball.
Come on.
Come on.
The name of the pirate on the official logo of the Pittsburgh Pirates' name is A, Frank Gifford. B, Dutch. C, Jolly Roger. Or D, never officially had a name.
You're asking good questions today, are
you? Aye, I do. That's why they call me Quizmaster Leg.
Is that what that's
called?
That's
what it is.
That is the worst pirate name I've ever heard.
That's the wrong leg to be pointing at people, boy.
They were out of names in the jar.
Quizmaster Leg. My first instinct says Jolly Roger.
Jolly Roger's your first instinct. What do you think there, Wazoo?
No, I don't think that would be it, boy.
Is it Frank Gifford, Dutch, Jolly Roger, or never officially had a name?
I feel like there's got to be a name. Gotta maybe go with Dutch. Dutch.
Is that your final answer, Boyle?
Screw it, I've made it this far.
All right, then, that's a good answer.
You never had a name. Nameless pirate. It's never officially
so
been
close.
Discussed or discovered. Two out of three ain't bad.
I agree.
Finally, from Cuba, we have Fidel.
Fidel.
Yeah.
We've been to
Suddenly, I'm thinking there's good rum on the boat.
We've been to your island.
So have you, mate?
Who hasn't?
Aye, that's very true. We gave it back to the communists after we pillaged it. We didn't need it no more. All right. Good
luck. We left the good cars, though.
Pittsburgh, movie or real pirate?
Do movie.
Movie pirate trivia. All right, let's do it. Here we go. Good luck, Wazoo.
Oh, thank you.
Who placed the curse upon the wretched gold the pirates of the Black Pearl took? Were it heathen gods, Hernando Cortez, Captain Barbosa, or Zeus himself? The curse upon the wretched gold the pirates of the Black Pearl took.
Boy, there's nothing worse than
curses.
Curses.
Aye.
I might have to go with Zeus.
You think Zeus done it?
Zeus.
Greek mythology mixing in with the...
You're pirates. On the wrong side of the ocean, boy.
You're doing something wrong, boy.
Not a bunch of butt bugglers. You wouldn't be coming up with a curse.
Greece has always been that way.
I will, obviously.
Right.
Try something different, boy. I know you can do better.
He's eliminated Zeus.
The third one. Which was the third one?
You are on the right track of gods.
Yeah. Heathen gods, Hernando Cortez or Captain Barbosa?
Captain Barbosa.
You want to help him out some more, Wazoo?
It's heathen gods.
He wants heathen gods. He thinks it's the gods that could curse the wretched gold. You want to go with Barbosa, or you want to go with Wazoo, or your own answer?
It's the gold that's cursed.
Barbosa.
He's staying with Barbosa.
Man.
And we're the heathen gods. Trust your pirate, boy.
It's the Barbosa that picked him up and cursed his crew.
Back to Cuba.
Well done. You know too much about that movie. Methinks maybe you've pleasured yourself a little too often. Is that the life for you?
Keira Knightley.
How many times have you been to the Disney?
Well,
a lot, I'm guessing.
I figure a lot.
Did you ever
you
get
know,
out?
there's a part of the Disney effect.
Yeah.
Of, like, if you've ever been to the Pirates of Caribbean, it's got two levels to it.
Right.
You go up this staircase that they have set in a line, and down below is another set.
Yeah.
The view looking up is the grandest you'll ever see.
Because of the skirts, boy.
Oh, yes. You know whose mummy is not wearing panties. Let's just put it that way.
So the stroller doesn't bother you?
No. Voyeur. You just set it on the ship. It's kind of like wheelchairs on a boat.
See, I think
you just sit there and watch it go back and forth and put money on finally when it goes overboard.
I think a stroller's a lot like I think a thong panty. Just push them to the side.
That works. The more they ball, the more you ball.
Exactly. I'm going to ask you a question you can win a bottle of rum with. Are you ready?
Aye.
Who is the leader of the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates? Was it Dave Parker, Omar Marino, Willie Stargell, or Ed Ott? They called him Pops. Ooh, I'm going to go.
Here's a hint.
You could sail your ship by his name.
Try them again.
Oh, Christ.
But I don't remember names.
It's a dead giveaway.
Why do
Dave
you think
Parker, Omar Marino, Willie Stargell, Ed Ott. You could sail your stupid ship by his stupid name. How do pirates sail ships? Marino, you Ott.
Give me the Ott.
Stargell.
No, it's Ott.
Don't be a sailor.
It's Ott. You're wrong. It's Ott. You ought not be fooling with a pirate.
True. You're the worst captain ever.
Really, Stargell.
Don't tell me crew that.
How do you get from A to B if you're sailing by the Otts?
I go by C.
Aye, I see. Hey, tell me this, Captain Wazoo. What time be the insurance companies opening? 9? 10?
I'm going to go with 9.
Ah, it's 5 minutes. you best get to sailing, boy.
That would be a good idea.
It's a holiday. He's off today.
So if you want to protect your goods, folks, just reach out to Captain Ott.
Oh, no, which one do you want to promote your insurance company?
No, I You're can't say saying, no.
They don't know you do this. It's like being, it's like being gay in the 60s. You want to keep this quiet, right?
On the down low.
No, I keep it quiet at the age
In
of
fact,
their daughters.
The way you're dressed, it's like being gay now.
You're only envious, boy. You've always wanted me jewelry.
And your trousers.
See, now there's the truth.
Captain Wazoo, where's the next meeting?
Let's see here.
You're meeting today, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you've guessed properly. More than likely, I'm going to be on the high seas this time.
Aye.
I'm thinking Northern Scottsdale.
Aye. Fine lasses.
We haven't figured out exactly where, since we're going to bob around and keep it as a little secret.
Maybe some true foods to keep her healthy at first. Get a little light kale salad. Move on to a light beer.
It doesn't go well also. With rum.
You can have some rum at Porkopolis.
Oh, look at him.
Ooh.
Ain't bad.
That's not a bad idea right there. To whoop one fat boy to another. Yeah. I like the sound of that.
Scottsdale and Shea.
There
it is. The Laughing Dragon's first stop is Porkopolis. Demand it.
Demand it.
Half off.
Half off for whom?
Everyone. And then the other half off for the rest of
us. Yeah.
Beautiful. As always, Captain Wazoo, thank you.
You're most welcome.
Do you want to tell the world anything? Got a message for Phoenix?
Well, I'd
stop
like to
sailing down the wrong side of the freeway.
Yeah, don't right. I'd like to know what the hell that is.
Yeah, that's crazy. What kind of car does Captain Wazoo drive when he's landlubbing?
It would be a pickup.
Oh, yes.
So that you can throw as much as you want to the back.
He's still always thinking. Well done. As always, everybody, it's Captain Wazoo.
Thank you.
Captain. It's only once a year. It seems like it comes and goes too quickly.
And I've missed last year, and I'm most apologetic. But you know, sometimes there's other things that you want to go and do. Yeah. But I like being with you guys.
Well, I've
missed you very much, Lee.
First
and thanks
time.
Again for the drinks again.
You didn't bring us any ladies.
You know, this time I didn't want it to be so distractive. I wanted to spend some time, quality time, just with you.
That's
but you know what? I'll make up for it next year.
Yeah. You bring
I'll bring a boatload.
A ton of booty.
Yeah.
So
a
much they'd be squeezing in this new, brand new big room.
How you like our new ship?
You gotta see this thing. I feel like I could float in here.
It's pretty nice, huh?
And your view.
Not too bad.
I'm saying. Yeah. You're like some sort of executive or something.
I know. It's got the corner office.
Yeah. Look at
this. Is this what Captain Wazoo's office looks like at the old State Farm?
Barely.
You got to peek. I got to gander at the building next
to it. That's what happens when you sell out to the king.
That's
got
right.
Fine looking women enough. And I have a fellow fat man that sits next to me.
How's he smell?
Oh, he smells grand.
All right,
like
good.
Flowers.
There's nothing worse than a fat man that don't clean himself.
Well, wait a minute. He smells like food, come to think of it.
Yeah, afternoon.
Captain Wazoo, flowers.
Everybody, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. Get free stuff just ordering like a pirate. I think at Starbucks you can try it. And I think over at Denny's, IHOP, and most Porkopolis.
Is Krispy Kreme still doing that?
No.
No.
They gave it.
They lost too much.
Did you ever take advantage of that?
Oh, hell yeah. I walked away with at least 3 boxes one time.
Look at him.
Oh, I'm not saying every day. I'm saying on Talk Like a Pirate Day. I know you're taking advantage of Krispy Kreme. That's clear.
Did you want to touch me belly?
I do. I want to climb inside there.
It's like a Buddha. I tell the girls, rub it for good luck.
That ain't me belly. There you go. Captain Wazoo, Talk Like a Pirate Day 2017. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.